This one right at San Marco is coming right into it, San. Here comes Marco down the outside, taking the lead from Caccini, and then came Nevada Dane, but San Marco wide out. Well, Clark's probably started a trend for the rest of the day now. San Marco bolts away from Caccini.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yes, we just heard San Marco storming down the outside to win the Tab Highway. He's now won his last three starts, and he could be another horse potentially on the Kosciuszko path. He's a promising horse. Ronnie Quinton's on the line. He had the impressive Yunberg. Did I get that right, Michael? I get it wrong every time.
I think so.
Yunberg.
Why don't we ask?
Ask Ron Quinton. He's on the line. Ron, good morning. I can't pronounce it, but I do know you've got a promising horse there.
Yeah, no, look, he's always shown good promise, and he's a very consistent galloper, and he's won three in town now, so it'll make it a little bit harder to place him a little bit, I suppose, but he's a good, honest performer.
And for this time of year too, Ron, Yunberg handles wet track conditions, and it looks like we're in that period now. We're going to get a few wet tracks back to back, so that's a massive box to tick for him.
Oh, for sure. If they can handle wet ground, well, it's a tick in their box for sure. So it looks like we'll have wet tracks for a little while yet, I'd say.
So, Ron, clear it up for us. How do we pronounce it?
It's pronounced Yunberg.
Yunberg. Okay.
After the soccer player, after the footy player, yeah.
So what are you playing?
You drop the L, and the last bit, Berg, is actually pronounced Burr, not Berg.
Okay, Yunberg. Okay.
Yunberg.
We got it, Ron. Thanks.
So what are your plans for it going forward?
I just have to wait and see what the handicapper does with his rating now, and that'll have a lot to do with it. I'll be guided how he pulls up this week, work that out, and then be guided by the handicapper what rating he puts him up to, and that'll be how I'll have to work it out with the rating.
Yeah, promising horse going forward. Good problem to have, Ron. Ron, I was going to ask you about Sammy Clinton, who rode the horse for you yesterday, and of course she's had her own issues with injury and then becoming a mum, but she's made a magnificent comeback to race riding, and that was a super ride yesterday on Yunberg.
Yeah, no, she took a lot of notice of how I wanted him ridden, and she rode him exactly how he wanted to, and she summed it up really well. And I thought that the best part of her ride was the early part of the race where she held a position from the rails and then took a sit. After they settled down, just going around the first turn. So, because you're not from that 1300 at Randwick, you haven't got much of a run of that first corner. So, I thought she summed it up really well. And she's riding really well. And actually, the girls are riding super.
Jenny Duggan, Kathy O'Hara.
We've got a bunch of them now that are really riding well. And it's not. And a couple of them have got that nice little claim.
Exactly, yeah. And Ron, I know you've had a lot to do with Hugh Bowman over the years. Hugh is very close to you. He was apprenticed to you when he first came to Sydney. He returned yesterday, and Michael and I were talking earlier about the burnout factor, which obviously was one of the reasons why he took that extended break. Is it an issue amongst jockeys, Ron? And will we see more jockeys potentially take an extended break at some stage during the racing season?
Well, the thing is, these days we're racing every day almost, and a lot of these jockeys are riding at nearly every meeting. And also, the big factor with Hugh was that anyone that's riding a horse like Winks, the pressure and we know Hugh is a pretty cool customer, but by the same token, there's a lot of stress and pressure put on you, because no one expects those horses to get beaten, and you've got to be on your game, and it does take a toll on you. And I think was the best thing he could have ever done was just have that extended break. And I had actually had dinner with, actually could have rode Lundberg yesterday, but he couldn't ride under 58 first day back. So I had a bit of dinner with him last night, and he seems really, really good and refreshed.
Yeah, no, he's an elite athlete, and it's great to see him back. Hey, Ron, Yunberg, we finally got to the bottom of it. We know how to pronounce it now. We do know, though, he's a promising horse going forward, and hopefully there's a few more wins in store for him this preparation. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ron.
No, it's a pleasure, guys. Always.